Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
One of my favorite moments from the season was the Patrick's bachelor party idea, which was to take the Rose family to an escape room, which, I mean, bless.
I love when Alexis points out that basically they've been living in an escape room and failing at it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to EW On Set. I'm Patrick Gomez.
I'm Shane and Naomi Crockmall, and this is Entertainment Weekly's exclusive companion podcast to the sixth and final season of Schitt's Creek. I know, a little teardrop every time.
A little Alexis.
And it's getting like more and more real. We've been here every Wednesday morning after a new episode aired, talking about what happened, going through our exclusive on-set interviews with the cast. This week, we're talking about 6-11, which means
there aren't
that many left to go. You're going to hear from Dan Levy and Noah Reed, Emily Hampshire, Annie Murphy, all about this episode. Let's do a quick recap. Patrick, you start.
Well, I mean, it really does all center around this Galapagos-themed escape room.
Yes.
There obviously is journeys that are happening, but it all comes to a head in this escape room, which I love because I love escape rooms. You actually did not know what an escape room was.
I did not. Really? It turns out I didn't really understand what an escape room was. I learned this has basically been one long PSA designed for me. It almost made me want to go to an escape room.
They're so fun.
I can't believe I just said that because now someone who I know who listens to this, namely my wife or one of our friends, or Carly, you look like a person who enjoys an escape room, maybe?
I've done one, and of course I enjoy an escape room.
There's
Producer
no way.
Carly loves the escape room.
Maybe this is what we'll do for our own wrap party for this experience or something. I can't believe I've talked myself into this. That's what I'm saying. I think I thought it was more of like a labyrinth kind of maze or something.
Like a cornfield?
Yes. Yeah, like something like that, but like as part of an, I think I kept seeing them as activations like at Comic-Con mm-hmm. or like as part of, you know, something around a television show because this is the business I work in and all of my points of reference are the entertainment industry apparently.
I did a really fun one in Vegas that was Friends themed and it was getting out of Phoebe's cab. It was really fun.
See, I still only barely understand how that works. Like, I get my brain, and there's a line in there where David says,
okay, see, this is why I don't like mind games. It puts you in a situation where you're made to feel dumb, even though you're not.
And I think that is my biggest fear. In that moment, I am totally David.
Anyway, but we'll get to that in a second. There's other stuff that actually does happen.
It's
in here.
Bachelor party.
It's a bachelor party.
But in an escape room.
We also get to see Moira try a new vocation for her.
We're
going to
talk about
work.
That. Yes. For sure.
Yes. And we see Johnny kind of like trying to make this job opportunity happen with his former assistant, who now is like moving and shaking and making things possible. And he's hoping to get in on a piece of the action in terms of expanding the motel. So there's lots to dive into.
What I like about this escape room storyline is it's really one of the only times we've really seen all of these people together. So rarely do we get to see the kids and the adults, as they call themselves, in scenes, and let alone...
And if we do, it's like a button. It's like a final scene where like
a little
we don't
moment
really see
at
a
barbecue,
of it.
A little moment here. Yeah. Like, and this is as close to a bottle show as this show has really done. It's everyone basically stuck together, whatever is their crisis that they came in with, they're trying to work through, you know, subconsciously or not so subconsciously yeah. during the time that they're also trying to figure out all the clues to this puzzle.
It's like an airline booze size bottle episode. It's only the second. it's only like the middle
a
third
mini
of the
bottle.
Episode. It's a mini
yes.
bottle.
But there's a lot in there. A lot happens. I think not surprisingly, pretty much everyone from the Rose family is not into this idea.
Who's excited, huh?
Oh, huzzah.
Patrick is so excited.
I love
it was
how excited.
Patrick's idea in the
yeah.
first place.
I love how excited he is about this. And we didn't get Patrick in the last episode, so it's great that he gets a lot of moments in this.
Lots
one.
Of him. He's so competitive. He's so, he's like a cheerleader
Oh my god, my favorite moment is
52 minutes.
Hey David, everyone heard the time, all right? 52 people, let's go. Come on.
That is me. Like, that is me 100% being like, no, be quiet. That's not helpful. And then to do the exact thing just worse. Like, that is 100% me. But I love how you really get their dynamic and you see how different they are. You continue to see.
Yeah. They're two very different guys.
That happen to balance each other out. And I do love how much, you know, there's this moment that David says to Alexis, like, I'm in this. I'm committed to this now, though. Like, I'm in it. And that's what you do in a relationship. Sometimes you end up in situations where you're like, this might not be what I would choose to do.
In fact, literally, this is the opposite of anything I would choose to do.
Yeah.
But here I am with you. And
it's,
I guess, like, we're here now.
Like,
let's
he wanted
do
in
it.
His 7-page email.
Also, we know from previous episodes that David, while he has very stringent rules around what kind of games or competitive games or group games and how many people should be allowed to play them at the same time, like, David is very competitive.
He seems to want to be in control when there's competitive things
of
going
course.
On.
Understandable. And at the same time, you know, Alexis kind of turns out to be the ringer.
Yeah.
Alexis is the one who is very good at solving problems and good at figuring all of it out. Johnny is just too stressed. Like, Moira is not super helpful, but is full of great one-liners.
Well, she ultimately gives them the final direction at the very least.
Yes.
But no, it really is great, and it's great to see everyone coming together and their dynamics all together. But really, you know, it was super special to see that Patrick and David dynamic. And we spoke to Noah and Dan about what this experience meant for them and their dynamic as a couple. So soon with us as we listen to this.
One of my favorite moments from the season was the Patrick's bachelor party idea, which was to take the Rose family to an escape room, which, I mean, bless.
I love when Alexis points out that basically they've been living in an escape room and failing at it.
Yeah,
for many years.
I think we also get to see a side of Patrick that we don't normally get to see, which is, like, very competitive.
Competitive Pat.
Really aggressive.
Sure.
You started screaming at one point.
Well.
You were yelling at people.
I don't know. You know, I think it's
one
of those.
You were yelling at your in-laws.
When you... When you're a competitive person, I don't know if you'll know anything about this, but sometimes it just gets away from you a little bit, and, you know, you just want to win, and winning is the important thing, and people's feelings, you
know. Second to winning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun to shoot. We had a nice day.
That was great. But I think it was a couple of days.
It was 2 days in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's in. I love those moments where we get to be sort of together, like where I get to sort of infringe upon the Rose family and, you know.
Anytime you get, like, big ensemble scenes, it's always fun.
Yeah. Because
everyone's around and it just makes for more laughs.
Everybody
really.
Just wants to leave. Or Johnny just wants his phone. Because there are
only
big things
one who
happening.
Dropped it into the Dropbox. Poor guy. Everyone else didn't listen.
The person who is the most stressed, or at least most outwardly stressed, is definitely Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, he's been so stressed. He had had earlier, you know, as the storyline of his former assistant who might be interested maybe in taking a meeting.
Do we have an investor or do we have a meeting? We might.
I love that Johnny is, like, somehow the most rule-following person in this family, even more than, like, Patrick, possibly. Like, he's like, oh, I have to put my phone in the box.
Also, I didn't mention this last week, but it randomly has become a thing where Stevie says, like, really bad things about David under her breath.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
I forgot to mention that, but, like, there's these little running gags that they really have, like, laid underneath everything.
The stress of being a maid of honor, I feel like, is getting to her. Like, she's starting to crack a little bit, and this was all of the pressure of having to plan this specifically. Now, also, she goes into this knowing that Johnny is she knows why Johnny is so stressed out, but it's, you know, kind of a secret that they're not telling anyone until Johnny breaks, of course, and tells everyone the good news that, of course, some people, especially Moira, really get their hopes up about immediately, which is that they are going to be able to go do this investor pitch to his former assistant and hopefully get an investor for the business. But we talked to Emily about all of that, and I feel like it's a very classic. Her stories are amazing,
and I love it because she answers or at least gives us a little insight into her own experience, because I know obviously we love the idea of seeing what these people actually would do in an escape room. And we spoke to her. This was before they actually filmed it. But she spoke to us about her idea for getting all of them together in an escape room and her personal experience.
I've been suggesting that we need to go do one of those to experience that
just
together.
As a cast. Like
as a cast,
out.
Because the people who, so I've done it once and it was the weirdest experience of my life because I went, a friend of mine was going with a group of friends he only knew one person from, but very like just met her and she was like, come to do this escape room. And I was like, okay, that sounds fun. And we go and this friend of his, who's actually a very known person, but whatever. why did I say that? It's just because it's a weird thing. No, if you knew, it would make sense. But anyways, she seemed like a real normal, really nice person. And then we get in there and she is a different person. And then you find out that she'd done 50 escape rooms that year. And she, like, we got in there in escape rooms. They don't tell you what you're supposed to do. You just have to guess at stuff. And so I was just looking around. She's like, don't touch that. Don't, no, you need to move the wheel. Pedal faster. And it was like crazy. And what I was thinking the whole time in there was like, it's so ripe for a movie because people's characters are revealed in an escape room. And so I wanted us as a cast to do it. We still haven't done it, but so we're going to do that.
What do we learn about Stevie from the escape room?
Yeah, I feel like Stevie, though, from that, she's really trying to do this good job of being the maid of honor and organizing this thing and like keeping stuff together and yeah, that's what I just remember being stressed reading that episode. Maybe that's why I've blocked it out.
Poor Alexa.
She's just going through it. She's actually not stressed. She's just going through it.
Like, she is like, are you kidding me? It's Galapagos themed.
Well, it all starts with the succulent.
Yes. So
it's a succulent.
She has a succulent metaphor throughout all of this. And I think she, you know, she had that moment of like, I'm just going to rebound and date this older guy. Then she was like, very sad and despondent, but distracted by Moira and Sunrise Bay and everything that happened with that. And now she has a little too much time, just enough time to like really realize what's happening. She's single. She's not with Ted anymore. What does it all mean? She killed her succulent.
Which also, where's the turtle?
I'm scared to ask because I don't want to know what the answer is.
Is it back in the restaurant? Like,
yeah,
I feel
it's
like
fine.
It's just like
the
crawling around the
living.
Kitchen.
The turtle has been adopted by Twyla and is fine. And Alexis is thrown into this experience in the escape room, maybe at exactly the moment that she needs.
I agree. I think, as she says,
honestly, like, being in a high-pressure situation with time running out and a lot of people yelling at me, it just, like, made me feel like myself again.
I think we've all been there where it's just like we need that kick in the pants to kind of get us to our next chapter. We get a really amazing moment between the siblings at the bar where she kind of realizes, okay, maybe I've outgrown the city and I've outgrown my experiences here, but I don't want her to go. So like, hopefully she can grow and stay and she just needs a bigger pot. That's all she needs. But we spoke to Annie Murphy about Alexis and the escape room and this mental journey she's going on.
How satisfying was it to watch Alexis be the one who saved everyone?
It is always so satisfying when Alexis comes out on top. But if we think about it, she's basically been living an escape room for her entire life. She is the most seasoned escapee because she's escaped from car trunks, from palaces, from regimes,
pirates,
from, yes, Somali pirates. She's a professional escaper. And it's nice. I think it really kind of rejuvenated her and kind of she found herself again in this being trapped in a room full of her family and friends. And she remembered like who she was and what she was capable of. And it kind of pulls her out of this grief that she's been going through. Shooting that, the episode was so much fun. The set designers were incredible. They did such a good job. And
had you ever been to an escape room before?
I had never, but apparently Dan and the writers went to an escape room.
As research?
As research. Mm-hmm. They're slackers. And they didn't win. They didn't succeed. And Dan was apparently very upset by this.
That tracks.
I mean, his true colors really... One's true colors, I think, really show in an escape room. And Dan is not one who is great with losing. And so, it didn't go well. And it was really funny because they just wrote that into the episode. And when we were shooting, Dan was actually, because it was, he had to use that, the blower, like the bellows.
Yeah. Yes.
And he was having a real time with it. It was, his struggle is real. What you're watching when you see that episode is Dan genuinely struggling as a human being using those bellows, and it's not a character choice. So that was very fun. And then to be able to yell at him while he's in a flustered state is also very fun for me and for Noah in particular.
Was your triumph real? Do you think you would be that good?
Oh God, no. Oh no. I would have given up immediately. Yeah, I'm not really good with puzzles, I would say. Not a good puzzle girl. But it was nice to know that I was going to win. It was nice knowing that I was going to win. I was going to win. Yeah.
We'll be right back with more EW On Set.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back. We have to talk about Moira Rose for Larry Air.
Say hello, ladies, to the new spokesperson of an international airline.
When they said an airline, I was like, it has to be Larry Air. But then I was like, oh God, but it also could not be because they know that we're going to... I was like trying to see if they were like going to fake us out and be like, is it Larry Air?
There's so many good jokes in there. We get the line about how...
voiceover work is every actor's dream.
Which is just almost too knife twisty for... a show that involves so many actors who have such long and beautiful careers, but I'm sure have also been called upon to do voiceover acting as part of
but
that.
But it really is. I mean, you just show up in your pajamas and you know.
It's basically what we're doing right now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, although you are not in pajamas. You are in a very Moira-esque dress today. We were talking about it earlier.
I am. Sometimes I feel like I need a little Moira when I'm doing this. So today I'm wearing a very sparkly silver dress as part of it. So... Larry Air requires radio spots, and Moira has gotten this job. I think Alexis has helped her get it.
She negotiated it poorly, but did.
It's a nice bounce back after the negotiation of around Sunrise Bay. And man, this is some brutal ad copy.
Larry Air, we'll take you from there to here. Now that should be switched, shouldn't it? You should, Alexis, I can't work like this.
What I love about this is that all of Moira's notes are accurate.
Yeah. Right?
Everything she says, she would make it better. But instead, the poor engineer who's recording is just like, lady, like, you just got it. Like,
I'm just being paid to,
I'm just here to record you. Just do this. Like, that whole scene is so funny. And when she realizes that she just can't do it, Alexis trying to fill in for her is even worse.
Try one of our in-flight meals. If you dare, at Larry Air.
It's so...
Oh, even worse, but now, honestly, maybe my new favorite moment of the entire series.
It's so good. Everything about it is so funny. I love from the beginning when Moira says...
Combrio, sí.
And then all the way, you know, to where they're both saying...
I made a terrible mistake, Alexis. Is this the lowest point of my life?
Okay, look who you're talking to. I haven't showered in like 2 days. Is this the lowest point of my life?
Thought you should know that we can hear your entire conversation.
So they've like been through a time even before they get to the escape room. But I would love to see, much like we did with Herb Ertlinger's wine. I mean, I would love to see the whole Larry Air campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I feel like actually someone is going to hear her tape, decide that her improvements were correct, bring her back, decided she should be on TV.
Maybe that's Moira's view. Maybe she can't be on TV anymore, so her new career is an ad woman. She's sure. Peggy. She's Peggy on Mad Men.
Perfect.
Just showing up with her cigarette.
I mean, I feel like there's very little we believe Moira can't do. So she could definitely improve ad copy. She's a great director. Maybe she should own an ad agency. Maybe she should aim higher than Larry Air for her next international airline ambassador spot. It's great.
It's great. It's great. And they all have reason to celebrate in the end with Johnny's exciting news.
Oh! We got a meeting!
You can't ask for a better button than David realizing that photo and saying,
whoever chose those photos, they were not approved.
Time for the Rose family celebrity name drop of the week.
There wasn't a ton in the first half, and then all of a sudden, in one moment, you get a bunch.
I mean, first of all, the recurring panic room joke. Rather, I also maybe thought that, like, A, I thought an escape room was like a labyrinth, and B, I assumed I would panic if forced into that situation. So I really relate to everyone's assumption that an escape room is a panic room.
Isn't that a Jodie Foster movie?
No, David, that is Panic Room.
And then,
is it all right if I don't watch Panic Room with everyone tonight? Joe Foster once screened it for me privately, and I would like to keep that memory safe.
That was a great name drop. I think my favorite was obviously Alexis saying,
thank you, my weekend with Tom Hardy. England is here.
I mean, everything she knows about England is definitely from a guy who she briefly dated from there, and I think he might be a slightly more age-appropriate fit than Harry Styles. So good job, Alexis.
Yeah.
Nailed it with Tom Hardy, and you figured out the clue.
Yeah, but that one also, I mean, I had to choose an absolute favorite. It might be,
I need to find something from Egypt. So like mummies, Rami Malek.
I mean, that would, because it was just so unexpected, especially on the heels of the Tom Hardy comment.
Yeah.
So that one definitely deserves a mention.
Good name drops. Lots of good things squeezed in there.
Yes. All right. Moira lines. We're both so excited. We were just going to say it at the same time.
I am not saying this to like punt this, but I feel like the entire speech that she gives, let's just play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Before we find ourselves ebrious with hooch and happiness, may I say how very proud all of us are on this day of days.
Well, we did say no speeches, so.
Your father.
Guess they listened.
With his pecuniary savvy and intrepidation has turned what began as a cats and jammer of a day into one filled with faith, hope, and love.
I learned so many words listening to Moira speak.
No single sentence in that speech made any sense.
Cat's air jam, like she can't, like, it's just, it's amazing. Ebrius like with hooch and happiness is also just amazing.
Everything we've said so far about Moira's verbosity and her made-up words, it was like it all came home to roost in one speech where they just, like, amped it up to 11 over and over again. So, I mean, I guess I just don't know how we could beat that, but do you have another one?
Oh, God, I have. Okay, again, I have a little bit of a string of them, and I have to list them all. So first we have from the beginning when she's explaining what's happened with her negotiations to Twyla and Ronnie.
You're not waiting on a famous person. She's already arrived.
There's that tiny little pause that just makes that line so funny because you get the entire inner monologue that she's having in her head being like, I am telling you a joke and you are going to get it.
And Ronnie is like already halfway out the door.
Yes.
And it's just like, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Moira.
But also love Moira speaking to the escape room, like, helper, saying,
don't worry, I'm also in the guild.
That's just such a great, like, inside Hollywood, like, hey, yes. I know you. I'm a fellow actor. And that's amazing. And when Patrick says his family couldn't be there, and she responds with,
have they passed?
Just so casually, like, low-key, like, oh, hey, my almost son-in-law's family all might have died. And this is how I'm finding out about it.
Yes.
But, like, politely was great. She really didn't want to be there. She was like, oh, how nice for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, some of those would have been on my funniest moments list, but there are more. So we have our funniest moments that made us laugh and the touching moments that made us cry. Which one do you want to start off with this time, Shayna?
I mean, you're right. We should do the funny ones last. So I will start with most heartfelt moment.
David, I'm starting to feel that I'm a lot like the plant.
I was tracking that metaphor, but what are you saying?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's time I think about being somewhere else, finding a bigger pot to grow in.
The scene between David and Alexis, I think, encapsulates like so much of what we know was a really hard decision. You know, we had talked to Dan about it and to Annie about it at various points about the decision to end the relationship between Alexis and Ted, because you have this woman who has grown to a point where it doesn't make sense for her relationship to be, or her existence to be, defined by her relationship to a man.
Yes, it would have been a mistake to go.
Okay, go on.
Well, what were you going to do? Follow another guy around the world?
And even if Ted is a vast improvement over Stavros or all of the other Saudi princes who she may have had whatever sort of flings with, like, he's not wrong, right? Like, yeah. They're like, she,
but
and,
I love
and
she
her triumph in that room, and her sort of realizing that, like, having a million people yelling at her and having to do all of that at once made her feel like herself again. And not just herself, but you could almost like a better version of herself, that you could see she thrives in that kind of pressure. And I just appreciated how he took that moment to be really serious with her.
Yeah, but I also love that she kind of earlier and a little bit in this moment as well acknowledges how it was different with Ted. Like, she was going to kind of drop things and go across the world, but it wasn't in the same way that she would have dropped things and gone mm-hmm. across the world with Stavros. And she acknowledges that, yes, this was different, but it doesn't mean it was for her or better necessarily. And that moment was great. I also just loved the... And I understand that they're also celebrating because it is a indication that they might get out of the town. But how happy everyone, including Patrick and Stevie, are for Johnny when they get that phone call. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I just say what he just said?
Oh, my God.
I mean, he has that fantastic moment where David, like, hands Patrick the fan.
Why am I still holding this?
Which also gave us a great moment that is very reminiscent of, no, David, you die first.
Blow on them, David. You have to blow on the circles, David. You have to blow on the circles until they're blue. Blowing!
Blow harder, David.
Oh, my God. You blow on them. You blow on the circles then.
Use this thing. Use this thing.
Side note, it was super touching to see the family all really rally around Johnny and be happy for him and excited for him. Because while I'm sure a little bit of it was, oh my God, for Moira, oh my God, this is way out of the town. But in that moment, at least it didn't read that way. It read like they were just happy for this family member of theirs. And that was super touching.
Another thing, we talked about this a little bit when we were watching the episode, but I love that I somehow hadn't fully noticed until this episode that Patrick, without fail, calls them Mr. and Mrs. Rose.
Yeah, so does Stevie.
Right. And it's very, like, old-fashioned and kind of formal, but I, even in this moment where it's, like, he clearly feels more and more comfortable with them and pushing them and sort of, like, getting them into a place, and he knows they're uncomfortable, and he's just like, let's do this. You want to work with me, Mrs. Rose? There's something very, like, sweet and very Patrick in the way that he's just that little touch of formal with them, because they are both kind of formal people.
Well, and it's also like that's a funny dynamic to navigate as you meet in-laws.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you call them? And like, some people insist on being like mom and dad, and others insist on first names, and some of them you do feel like you need to be a little formal. And yeah, it's interesting that the choice that they made for him to treat them so formally, which I do think is...
Even in the midst of this, like, crazy thing that they're running around and yelling at each other,
yes.
He maintains it the whole time.
All right, so funniest moment for you.
That Larry Ayer recording.
Get your derriere on, Larry Ayer! That's a bit chummy for an airline. Couldn't we maybe take a moment to rework some of these?
It was just hands down one of the funniest things I feel like the show has ever done.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. I mean, the only other one that I would mention is there was the unstable siblings line.
I never thought I'd have to say this, but there is only space in this family for one unstable sibling, and I have held that title for a very long time. So you are going to have to get it together.
Loved that. Also loved David's little dance that he does. Like, I need that to be a gif or a gif, however you pronounce
GIF.
It. I talk myself in circles on which one's right and which one's wrong.
It's gif.
Okay, sure. Gif.
We have a longstanding rule in my marriage that whoever cares most wins an argument. And I would just like to point out that in this podcast marriage, I definitely care the most about the pronunciation of gif. And
there you
so
go.
Therefore, I win.
Anyway, okay. We're totally getting on a side note. Loved the dance. We'll need that to be a gif.
Yes.
See, again, I've already forgotten which is right.
Tweet it to us.
I need it. But no, we have to end this episode by just playing Alexis as Moira one more time. I mean, it is the funniest moment.
Try one of our in-flight meals, if you dare, at Larry.
I'm sorry. This is not good.
All we want is great things for Annie Murphy.
All the Emmys and all the great things.
And she's so funny, and her ability to do that so badly was outstanding.
I do like need her to really dive deep and tell us the truth of if that was her actually trying or that was her, which is even more complicated if you if you do that and intentionally mess it, like,
totally.
Oh my God. Because I want her to have the most perfect, I want her to be able to do it perfectly.
I feel like Annie can definitely do a dead-on Catherine impression. So I feel like this must have been her blowing it intentionally as Alexis. There had to be something in this episode Alexis was bad at.
That's true. She just was so good at everything
else.
Well, so was the episode. The episode was so good.
This episode was great. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for letting us know what you thought about our podcast, about the show. You can keep tagging us in your tweets and in your Instagram messages. I'm at Shana Naomi.
And I'm at Patrick Gomez, LA.
If you are enjoying this, please rate. It helps other people find it. Tell your friends. Leave a review.
Yeah, leave like a little sentence or two.
Be sure you're subscribed. Tell
other
people.
Be a friend.
Be a friend. And come back next week and every week through the rest of this season and what we have left.
Just a few more weeks.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is EW On Set.
Bye.